is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
I'm Dan. I despise Lifetime Christmas movies.
And I'm Patrick, your Lifetime movie expert. And I guess I like Lifetime, and Hallmark's pretty cool too. I don't know. I don't care.
And this is the Deck the Lifetime Uncorked podcast.
Oh, it hit. Double time.
Oh, it hits.
Wow.
That's the definition of hitting.
New studio, who this?
All jammied out for the Christmas season.
Jammied out, indeed. We did it just for Deck the Lifetime on Court. We're going to move everything back.
Everything back for Deck the Hallmark.
We have a full team, a construction team.
That's right.
It's going to be amazing.
They are on call 24/7. Very excited. Over the next few weeks, we will be previewing the 35 Christmas movies that Lifetime is putting out. This is a very interesting year so far because as of the recording of this, we know so little about Hallmark and so much about Lifetime.
It's wild.
We've only done one preview show for Hallmark because that's all that we know.
We really cut our teeth on the Hallmark preview episode.
We did.
We got really excited about those last year and did a half dozen. And now we've got nothing. We've got no information. And we're just like, these 12 movies, am I right?
Am I right? These 12 are going to be great.
Lifetime's on it, though.
That's right.
That's wild. I can't believe that is the case. Like, what's going on, Hallmark? Why are we being so secretive? It's a mystery.
Yeah, I don't know if it is like GAC related, if they're trying to be secretive because of Bill Abbott, or
there
what?
Was a rumor that it was IATSE related, Yahtzee related, which is not which is like that strike that has come to an end, or they never had to strike, right?
Yes.
So I don't think it's that. I think it might be GAC related.
You think they're just trying to be secretive?
I don't know. Or they just are less organized somehow than they used to be?
I don't know. Patrick, do you know about the GAC? Are you up to date with everything in that regard?
Yes, the 90s toy, right? We're talking about GAC with a K.
We are talking about GAC.
The best toy. It was so great. Fantastic.
Yes, I think you guys told me about this the last time I was on the pod, and it sounds wild. I think everybody's making Christmas movies. You know, I think Netflix just released their Christmas movie lineup, and it's getting to be a lot. So you got to pick and choose, and that's why we have these preview episodes, right? So we can tell you about the movies, and you can decide which ones you're going to watch. Because, you know, there's some that you probably should skip. You can't watch them all. You could.
But an interesting thing that Lifetime is doing this year is they're not starting until essentially mid-November, which is later than it has been the last couple of years. And then they're going like Overdrive in December and a movie a night, which is going to be a very interesting strategy, I feel like, to see play out. I'm intrigued by the ratings that a Tuesday movie, you know, first week of December will get. We'll find out, I guess.
I think it's smart because then they can re-air all these movies the whole season. So, they have like a month, they have their daily new movie, but then they can re-air that movie like the next day before the new movie. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So you get the double hits, and we're not doing the like Hallmark. The thing that drives me crazy about Hallmark, because I was reviewing movies last year at my parents' house, and they live on the East Coast. You'd watch a movie at 8 o'clock, and then you'd have to watch the 10 o'clock movie till midnight. I'm like, what am I, Sleeping Beauty? I can't stay
it's
up
brutal.
Late.
It's too old for that. I can't believe they double down on that. I mean, they did. They're moving to only having one Hallmark Movies and Mysteries new movie weekend, so maybe that's like the compromise. Like, you only got to stay up until midnight.
You don't have to do it once. Both nights.
Yeah, it's just the one time.
I think Jack said this at some point, but the idea of doing the movie a day is awesome for the viewers, but for the actors, can you imagine like working on something and trying to put like some sort of pride and effort in, and to basically getting a Tuesday night in November or December, and then on Wednesday night it's done. Like you're not actually incentivizing anyone, any of your actors, to really like get out there and tweet and like try to do any press, because it's just like, if you miss Tuesday night, guess what? There's one coming Wednesday. So no big deal.
Right. Actually, it really becomes like a factory of Christmas movies. So, you know, leave it to Lifetime to take the Christmas out and like really make it like you know, like Lifetime Christmas movies, we all know are subpar to Hallmark Christmas movies. That's a fact. But they really are going like the corporate route, like, okay, but a movie every day, movie, whatever, you know, just get it out. We'll get back to the cheerleader murders next week.
Yeah, we've got quota to fill. Go. My favorite one of these movies is a Lifetime movie. My favorite one. Yeah, it's Snowed In Christmas with Bethany Joy Lenz and Andrew Walker. Yes. I thought that was a wonderful movie. And we've watched enough Lifetimes for me to have made the determination that some of them are better and some of them are way worse. They don't live in that safe space that Hallmark
they
does.
They swing for the fences.
They go big. And yeah, some of them
don't stick to formula ever.
No.
You think you know the formula and you don't. For a Lifetime, they do whatever they want.
That's right.
Melissa Joan Hart fell in love with a Nutcracker. So let's just put that out there.
Man, I got to see that like tomorrow.
She was real in love with the Nutcracker. And in love, you know what I'm saying.
How was the Nutcracker?
It was Barry Watson or Barry Wilson from Seventh Heaven. So he was great.
Okay.
He's so dreamy. Yeah.
When I see their smiling faces, it's been a while.
It has.
I need to brush up.
Only thing I know from that whole thing is Seventh Heaven. That's it. I don't know anything else.
All you need to know. That and Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. That's right. Yeah.
And just don't bring up
next
the dad.
Big thing. That's right.
Are we ready to dive in? We're going to talk about the first 12.
Okay.
Today. The first 12.
Yeah. Let's go.
I prepared for 15. So I overdid it again.
Let's just see. I figured that you had all these just memorized and just ready to go.
Oh yeah. You know, basically I was on set like script supervising the whole time, you know, whatever.
I have heard zero of these. I know nothing about any of them. So I'm very excited to learn.
Just take a guess at the title of the first one.
Christmas All Day.
Ooh.
I don't think that's been a title of a Christmas movie yet. So let's put a pin in that. We're writing that next year.
Make a note. Right. An Ice Wine Christmas.
I thought that was the
that's going to be a Brandon Hallmark Elliot. Movie. Yes. That's in the winter of next year. That's an ice
love
wine.
Love and ice wine.
Ice wine for days, something like
Do
that.
Do you guys know about ice wine? Did you know that's a real thing?
We did not know until Brandon Elliott of Hallmark fame announced he was in this movie, and we looked it up. I believe we looked it up live on a podcast when we were recording it, maybe, because we had no idea what it was until that moment.
What do you know about ice wine, Patrick? Are you an ice wine connoisseur of sorts?
My interpretation of ice wine from just hearing it from this movie title is that you put ice in like wine, like a white wine, you know, when you're like... You're feeling like my wine didn't chill enough. I got to put some ice in it. You know, it'll water it down, but I really would rather have it be cold.
That's right. Up TV's version of this movie is Wine on the Rocks is what it's called. It's like a nice Franzia with like shaved ice in it.
Hey, we've all been there. We've all been there.
It's starring Rose.
Have we all been there, Patrick?
Maybe it's just me, you know?
I've been there enough for the rest of us. Starring Rosalind Sanchez and Lyric Bent. Lyric. That's a fun name.
Yeah.
Love it.
Are these two that have done things before, Patrick?
Funny you should ask, because of course I know. So Rosalind, she was in Lifetime's Devious Maids, which was a TV show with Eva Longoria, if you recall that.
That was a pretty famous show for them.
Yeah.
It was big time.
Slightly problematic, you know, having Latinx people play maids, but they were like really leaning into the telenovela of it all. So I guess that's okay. But yeah, so she was in that. She has a history with Lifetime. I don't think she's done a Christmas movie, but we all know her from like Rush Hour times, you know. And then Lyric actually is pretty like not in a lot of movies. Like he's a Jamaican Canadian guy, but he was in the Aaliyah Lifetime movie, which is terrible and included no music from Aaliyah because they couldn't get the rights to Aaliyah's music. But, you know, he was in that. So he has Lifetime history.
What better way to really like cement a legacy someone?
By not playing their music. Now, Patrick, I forgot to tell you this. I just got access to the Lifetime press page. So we have that now. And in that, I don't know if my little synopses are going to be longer than the ones that have been released to the public. So if I read something and you're like, that's not what I have, that's what happened here.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, who needs a Lifetime press page when you have me, the Lifetime expert?
Of course.
That's true. All right. An Ice Wine Christmas. November 12th is when we're kicking off things over on Lifetime. One of Philadelphia's top wine sommeliers, Camilla, goes home to the magical vineyard of Evergreen, New York. Evergreen, wow, bold. Just taking
that
name.
They have a vineyard up there.
To take part in the town's annual Ice Wine Christmas Festival and Harvest. While there, Camilla spends time with her mother, Sunny, and her sister, Beth, who manages the local winery for Camilla's former ice wine mentor, Henry. Are you keeping track, everybody? But Camilla discovers changes are coming as Henry plans to retire, scaling down the Christmas festival like a monster. I added that. Beth also recently hired ice wine specialist Declan, played by Lyric, who plans to take the operation to full year production, believing in the importance of preserving the magic of, quote, Christmas in a bottle. Camilla shares with Declan her passion for Christmas and what an authentic ice wine harvest can bring. That's Ice Wine Christmas, dear the first gracious. Right out of the gate. I'll start with you, Dano. Dano, 1 out of 5 peppermint mochas. We have 5 creams to use today at our disposal.
We get 5 for 12
five
movies.
5 for 12 movies.
Four
creams. A quarter cream. We'll do 4 creams. How about
four creams?
Four creams. I think you're going to use one here on the ice wine.
I am. Here's what's going to happen. Wow. I'm going to go half a mocha, full cream, and here's why. It's because this movie sounds god awful, but for them to take the town of Evergreen, which is a known Hallmark commodity, and say you don't have the rights to that.
That's right.
That's bold. And that is what a cream is all about.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're doing here.
And we said no Evergreen movie this year. We were wrong. This is the Evergreen movie.
Extended Marvel Universe here.
Wow.
But boy, does it sound bad. A mentor sommelier situation. I couldn't be less excited. Heart out for me.
Okay. Patrick, where are you at with this one?
All right. So, you know, an Ice Wine Christmas, I feel like they were pandering to me because I'm Lifetime and Gort and my whole thing's wine and Lifetime movies, right? I'm like, guys, I understand. This is awesome. Like, okay, great. Ice wine. I learned something new today about ice wine that's not ice and wine. It's like an actual wine that's made in winter. But yeah, I don't know about this one, guys. Like, I think on my blog, I do, on Lifetime and Gort, I do pour it up or put a cork in it. So I keep it simple because I can't, the rating system, I just can't. So I'm going to put a cork in this one, which means no thank you to that. I have no interest in this. The synopsis was insane. Too many names. Let's simplify Lifetime. Whoever's writing the copy, just simplify. And, you know, you're not going to get me with wine. I've fallen for that before. I've seen many like Love in the Vineyards and all these things with the girl from She's All That. But no, you're not going to get me this time. I'm putting a cork in it. Not using any creams.
No.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Rachel Lee Cook. There we go.
Yes. Here's the thing. We just watched over on the Hallmark Channel that wine movie with the sommeliers.
Sommelier. Yeah.
She goes there, and then there's a new winemaker, and they end up falling in love.
That's right.
I feel like this is that, but at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So.
And you liked that movie.
I didn't dislike it, but it's very like I just saw it, so I am worried about I don't know, being a little tired.
There's a mentor component.
There is a mentor component, yes. And there's ice wine, which is intriguing. Kudos to Lifetime for beating Hallmark to the ice wine punch, even though we've known about Hallmark's ice wine movie for almost a year now.
Now, ice wine punch is dangerous.
Yeah.
You get that in a bowl.
Oh, boy.
You mix it up. Oh, look out.
Forget about it. I'm going to go 2 mochas, no cream.
Fair enough. More than fair. This or Brandon Elliott's movie? Which one's going to be better?
I got to go with my boy Brandon Elliott.
Of course.
I mean,
yeah, you have a personal stake in the game.
That's right.
You got the inside scoop on the ice.
That's right.
Yeah. The inside scoop. It's the, they call me the ice
Go ahead.
Ice Wine King. The second movie of that weekend is a Picture Perfect Holiday.
That has to be in a movie already.
A Picture Perfect Holiday. We have Picture a Perfect Christmas.
Yep. We did that one.
Yeah. Yes. And maybe Picture Perfect Holiday. The A wasn't there before. The A
is essential.
Yeah.
It's starring Tatiana Ali, Henderson Wade. That's a name. That's not just two last names. It's a full name. And Dina Meyer. Now, Tatiana Ali, Lifetime legend at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. She does Lifetime all the time. And she did a Hallmark.
One of the better Hallmark movies.
She did the Hall of Fame one, right? Yeah,
Christmas Everlasting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. What about Henderson Wade? Does that name ring a bell?
This might be, I didn't write this down in my research, but I think he was a runner up to be Simba in The Lion King.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
you
pulled that out of the air, and you didn't even write that down. That is just amazing.
It could be him, or it could be someone else, but I read it in my research last night at midnight.
The important thing is that somebody was.
Somebody was runner-up.
And it might as well be Henderson.
Is this for like the Donald Glover live action, or the Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Which one?
This was like Broadway when he was a child. You know, he's come up from there. If it's him, and if I wrote it down, I would know.
No, that does sound. Sounds like
that
Henderson.
Out to me.
That sounds like
sure.
Henderson. Yeah, fashion photographer Gabby Jones, played by Tatiana, is eager to make a name for herself and finally gets her chance when she lands a coveted job at a magazine. Encouraged by an editor, played by Dina Meyer, to attend the annual Christmas photography retreat. That is a Christmas photography retreat. Each of those is capitalized, so that's the name of the retreat. A Christmas photography retreat.
It's a classic name.
In the small town of Pine Falls to ramp up her skills. Gabby reluctantly signs up despite not being a huge fan of the holidays. When she arrives, she learns her rental has been double booked, classic, with wildlife photographer Sean, who soon discovers there's more to a photo than what you see through the lens.
Oh my God.
As the two fall for each other, their life choices start to get in the way. And the two must decide if they're willing to risk what they're willing to risk in order to share a picture perfect holiday together. Oh boy, what a synopsis. Yeah. Patrick, I'll start with you, pal.
All right. So, you know, Tatiana Ali, we love her. She can do no wrong. But this movie just gives me a little bit of like, I'm a little worried. We have a first time director letters, you know, letters as their name. So like, you know, W.B. Du Bois or whatever. This guy's J.E. Logan. So he's a producer turned director, and that makes me nervous. And the poster on IMDb is like pictures in a Christmas tree. And that makes me also very nervous. I'm not feeling it. I'm going to put a cork in it. No.
And no creams.
Yeah.
No cream. No.
I found this synopsis to be quite poetic. And for that reason alone, I'm going to go with 3.5 mochas.
Like it read an iambic pentameter, or what do you mean?
It just read. It just was a beautifully written.
Okay. You say so.
And I also am very intrigued by this line. As the two fall in love, their life choices start to get in the way. Yeah. What does that mean?
Man, I'm really falling for you, but these choices I've got to make about my life are just starting to
three
be
and
a
half
thinker.
3.5 no creams. Dan?
3.5 no creams. Well, I do want to point out there's an actress in this movie named Dina Meyer.
Dina Meyer.
That you clearly hate because in that synopsis, you said Dina Meyer like she stole something from you.
We don't need to get into it. We don't need to get into it.
And I don't know why you said it that way, but it threw me off.
I told you we don't need to get into it.
It left me a bad taste in my mouth.
Hey, guys, would it help at all if I told you that this includes an original song sung by Tatiana Ali?
I mean, 5 creams, 5 stars, 5 everything. No, it is Tatiana Ali gets the one peppermint mocha here.
Wow.
She is great. The rest of this sounds like Hallmark past. Like Tatiana Ali gets the one peppermint mocha, no creams. That's what I got.
Okay. Okay.
Dina That's Meyer cool. was in Starship Troopers, guys. So.
Oh.
That's wow. Dina. You know what you did.
Damn.
Dancing Through the Snow kicks us off the following weekend on November 19th. It's starring Anna Lynn McCord, Colin Lawrence, and Bianca Lawrence.
Okay.
They related, Patrick?
No, they're not a part of the Lawrence family, Letty. So Matthew's not calling them. Joey's not calling.
Joey.
I forget the third brother's name, Andrew Lawrence.
I know Matthew and Joey. Those are the only two that I know.
Andrew sounds
Jacob.
Might as well be
some, you know,
yeah,
waspy name.
Not a part of the Lawrence brothers did just do a movie for Lifetime. No. All three of them were in it.
No,
it was a murdery one. Joey Lawrence played a plastic surgeon, a murdery plastic surgeon. It was great.
Isn't Joey Lawrence in the one with, is that, no, never mind. Just kidding.
One of them's in the one with Melissa Joan Hart, right? A classic one.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence and Melissa Joan Hart have a weird, I guess, friendship. So they do a lot of stuff together. Probably.
I guess friendship. Oh boy.
The way that you said that is going to get us sued for
defamation. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Dina Meyer.
And Anna Lynn McCord, she looks like familiar, doesn't she? Was she in one?
Yeah, she's got to be in something we've seen.
What is she? She's on Lifetime, right?
She's been given so many chances in life, and she blows them every time. She's the opposite of Tatiana Ali.
Wow. Bolts.
Yeah,
I like it.
She's from 90210. She is a beautiful actress, but she just hasn't found the vehicle for her to really pop off, you know?
Oh, I know what we saw her in.
Okay.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh.
With Mario Lopez.
Yes.
AC right. Slater.
Because
and there she's outshined by Mario Lopez.
I remember Alonzo
saying he really likes her, but she just can't find the right, basically exactly what Patrick just can't find the thing that a movie that's going to suit her because that
Except
movie certainly
I
wasn't
don't
it.
Really like her. I'm not. We agree, but I don't think she's that great. I don't think she's
okay. Fair enough.
She's been given too many chances. Let's get her out.
Wow.
You blew it, Anna Lynn.
Let's see if she dances her way through the snow on out of here. All right, boys.
Okay.
Michael Foster, played by Colin Lawrence, is a firefighter.
Yeah.
And a devoted single father to 8-year-old Lily, Bianca Lawrence. An aspiring ballerina. Oh, after a video goes viral of Michael and Lily doing an adorable ballet routine, Michael becomes the most eligible bachelor as women ever want to date this adorable dad. However, the only woman Michael has eyes for is Lily's ballet teacher, Olivia. Will Michael be able to dance his way into Olivia's heart? We'll find out. Dan?
It sounds like Feliz Navidad a little bit, except he's the teacher, right? She's the ballet teacher, but in the other one, he's
a principal
and he does FedEx on the side, yes. Right? That's what he does.
That's
that happens all the time. I gotta be honest. I zoned out a lot during that synopsis and I tried hard not to, and I don't think that's on you. I'm just going to go just a stone cold zero here. No peppermint mochas for me. No creams. That's it. All in, all done.
Patrick?
Dang. Okay. So viral, I heard going viral, which is so fun in a TV movie, especially a Christmas one. So we love that. I can't wait for the graphic of hits going up, 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 up.
Oh, yeah.
So I live for that. I live for anything like that. But also a little behind the scenes, we have director Paul Shapiro, a TV movie veteran. He directs so many movies. I will list some of the titles now. For Dan's enjoyment, we have Boy in the Attic.
Yes.
Ooh.
We have Tiny House of Terror.
Ooh.
And then actually a real movie that I actually kind of enjoyed, the Hallmark movie with Kristen Davis and Shirley MacLaine, A Heavenly Christmas. It took place in Chicago, filmed right down the street. And it was about angels and stuff. So I know that this man can direct a Lifetime like murdery movie, and he can do like a Hallmarky Christmas. So I'd be interested, even though my enemy Anna Lynn McCord is in this movie. I feel like he might be able to get her. This could be the vehicle that we've all been waiting for.
Wow.
I mean, Alonso's been waiting for, and I've been like dreading. So I'm gonna pour it up. I'm gonna even cream it.
Wow! Pour it up with a cream.
You, yeah. You creamed your nemesis. That is phenomenal.
Interesting. Hey, how that worked.
I hold nothing personal. Okay, if you do a good job and you're my enemy, I'll still say good job.
Well, wow. A couple of things I learned there. One, the director stuff. See, this is why Patrick's
this is
important.
Why he's
I had no idea.
Above and beyond.
I'm just over here just like a doofus, just saying my opinion. But second of all, I feel like we made a transition somewhere, and maybe I missed it, where you just subjectively didn't think Anne Lynn McCord was good to her being your personal enemy. And I just want to, like, do we need to dive in any further there?
You know, do I want to be her? Maybe, probably. So this is all on me. I'll work it out with my therapist.
Fair enough.
Oh boy. I'm going to go. I'm intrigued. Do we actually get to see the adorable dance routine that goes viral? I hope so. And I hope it is adorable. And, you know, if he's an eligible bachelor, a hunky hunk McHunkster, they could make for some fun antics. I'm going to go with a straight three.
Straight three.
A straight three, no creams. Just
got it.
Three straight up.
Got it. Fair enough.
Thank you. The following day, you make it feel like Christmas.
How do you not sing that? How do you not sing that?
You're the worst, would be my guess. Starring Mary and Antonini.
Mary Antonini?
Is that right?
Sure.
I sounded it out the best I could. Michael Xavier, who does sound like he's in the X-Men, Stephanie Sy, and Alex Poach Golden.
Poach Golden is not that guy's name. There's just no way.
Poach hyphen slash.
Poach Golden?
P-O-C-H. Poach Golden.
Patrick, check out.
Sounds good to me. I'm not the person who knows how to pronounce things, so I feel your brand on this.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can guarantee you, you do a better job than Brandon.
Emma, the Antonini girl, is a talented designer who finds herself too busy to return home for the holidays again. After her work catches the eye of a design guru, Kate Margulies.
Margulies?
Much to her father Tom's dismay. Is that like, is he dismayed because he thinks she's really bad or because
she won't come home? Yeah, I think it's the second one.
I think he's just really
critical. Oh, my daughter's bad at
this. That's the thing. When her ex-boyfriend and childhood best friend, Aaron, returns home after active military duty. Oh, we got a troop alert. He makes it his mission. Interesting use to get her home to celebrate their Christmas traditions.
Mm.
Interesting. Can I kick us off here?
Yeah, please do.
I'm very intrigued by this one. This sounds like because he's home, she's not. How is he going to get her, convince her to come back and do these traditions? What does that look like? How much of the movie is him just trying to convince her? Is this a long distance type of play? Or does she immediately give in and decide to come home and then they're together? I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued. So I'm going to use a cream on this one. And I'm going to do four mochas out of cream.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Big money.
Patrick?
Okay. So my notes just say that Michael Xavier is hot. That's all I wrote. So that's where I'm coming from to this movie. And the title, you sing it. So I think you have to pour it up for that. So that's what I'm going to do.
No cream?
No cream on this one because I don't actually understand the synopsis.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you don't understand creams.
The cream system. And, I'm
and
like,
that's
yeah,
fair.
That's more than fair.
Yeah.
No, I love the cream system. It's a little naughty, but I love it.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
Dan?
Michael Xavier is a good looking dude.
I only can see his side profile here. Let me get a gander. Yeah, he gets the job done.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. This movie sounds like utter garbage. Let's go with just based on your, I'm not intrigued, but based on your intrigue, I'm going to go half a peppermint mocha.
Wow.
Yeah, half.
I've never had that sway before with you.
I thought this was a very run of the mill sprinkle in the troops situation. And then your intrigue over how long it takes her to get to her hometown, which is not intriguing in the slightest, did leave me intrigued that this somehow this many years in can still somehow intrigue you. That did intrigue me. And that's why you get, we get the half.
Okay. Well, somehow that was still mean. I don't know how you, I don't know how you managed to do that, but thank you. On to the next, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Baking spirits bright again. Oh, how goodness. Is it not taken?
Come on. That's what just a, sitting there.
What a great title.
Right.
Oh boy.
Oh, these are, yeah, these are going to be hard, Brent.
These are tricky ones.
My roommate does immigration. So she would actually be really good at saying, cause there's a lot of Indians in the cast, like Indian American actors.
And I'm here for it.
Guys, again, this is unfair. It's starring Rekha Sharma, Dion Johnston, Johnstone.
The American name's the one that you just were like.
Adila Dasani, Praneet Akhila, Manoj Sood, and Nimit Kanji. That wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
I mean, I can't imagine you got a single one right, but I was here for you trying. I can tell you that. Aside from even Johnstone, you swing and a miss there. Dwayne Johnstone, pretty straightforward.
Myra Varma takes pride in her family's business of making fruitcakes, despite the decline of its popularity.
There's a fruitcake revolution.
I've heard about this from Alonzo, yes. Despite the decline in its popularity of once being America's most gifted holiday confection, when Myra's parents decide to hire Brady Phillips and his high-powered marketing company to boost sales for the holiday, Myra must fight to hold on to the heart of the company she loves so much. Patrick.
Okay, so of course we have our Indian cast, which is great. We have a lot of different actors who I haven't necessarily seen in anything, unless they're probably playing like a doctor or something like problematic. But we do have one thing that I'm a little confused about. Fruitcake in the, it says fruitcake is the most gifted confection of the holiday in the synopsis. That can't be true. That just—
No way.
Have they never heard of chocolate?
You know? Or just anything without fruit in it?
Yes. So I'm a little bit like the fruitcake's putting me off, but I'm like here for the representation. The title's good. Baking Spirits Bright. How has that not been a title? And I have a hard line. I have a pour it up or put a cork in it. I either love it or I hate it. So I think I'm going to love this one, but I will probably end up hating it. So I'm going to pour it up for now, but we'll see. We'll see on the blog when I write my review.
We'll see what happens.
Yes. Dan?
Representation, yes. Cool title, yes. It sounds a little bit like a Merry and Bright, but instead of candy canes, it's fruitcake.
It does sound like that.
Which means we've seen this bit before. Give me a mocha and a half. A mocha and a half and a cream for the representation.
Wow.
Mocha and a half and a cream. There you go.
That was beautifully said. Yes, the name is fantastic. And you know what? I'm going to take Alonzo's word for it. Alonzo has been about fruitcake a lot over the last year.
He says there's a fruitcake revolution that like it is coming back around as an actually good, if you make it right, it's a rich, wonderful dessert that you should enjoy over the holidays. And that is not just him. He says it's a whole movement.
It's a whole movement.
I've literally not heard that from anyone but him, but that's what he says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't verify or deny. There's like a gay mafia thing going on here. So I'm just going to plead the fifth on fruitcake.
So I'm intrigued to see if they go with that. You know, like, hey, there's a.
Yeah. Maybe they write it in there.
I will say this. If this movie says the any sort of variation of Fruitcake Revolution, I will automatically love it.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna hold on for hope in that regard, but the rest of it doesn't sound great to me. So I'm gonna go two mochas, two. No cream. Two
my
mochas.
My highest and your lowest get very different reactions, don't they?
Yeah. But the ratings kind of are the same, right?
Yeah, by and large.
By and large. Oh boy, here we go. Next, the next one here. Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune.
Okay.
Such a big deal, she gets her name in the title.
It's like Debbie McComber's.
It's Reba McEntire's Christmas in Tune. Starring Reba McEntire.
Get out of town.
I've heard of her.
John Schneider.
Okay.
Candace King and Justin David. Just in time. Years after their personal and professional breakup, the singing duo of Georgia and Joe Winter. Georgia and Joe Winter?
Yeah, sure.
That was the duo? Agreed to reunite after their daughter, Belle, asked them to participate in a Christmas charity concert, only to find themselves getting back in tune on stage and off.
Yep.
All right, okay. Patrick?
Well, Reba's in it. I'm here for it. I mean, this is the biggest get for Lifetime this holiday season was getting Reba on board. They really got like a good person. She's not like Dolly like level, but she's like the next tier down of like everyone loves Reba. You don't know why. You just like her.
Yeah.
She had a show on forever. So like that's like running in syndication. She's still relevant to like society. She'll probably sing in this movie. The only song of hers I know is Fancy, and that's like a very like iconic gay song. Like drag queens like love Reba, so this is gonna be great. If there's a drag queen in this, I will absolutely board it up, because that would be so great. A Reba, a Christmas Reba drag queen and a Reba coming together, I can see it.
Reba.
That's what I call her when I see Reba. I'm like, what up, Reba.
I love it.
Yeah. And I guess I'll use a cream, even though she doesn't like need it, but I'll give it to her.
Yeah, I mean,
why? Who wouldn't?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh no!
What?
Oh no!
Guys, relax.
You're
everybody.
Gonna be that guy that says something bad about Reba McEntire.
What did she do to you?
Relax, everybody. I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm gonna be honest. Patrick just said second tier and relevant currently, and they were still both compliments somehow.
I know. How did I do that?
It's impressive.
This is what I have no personal connection to Reba.
Reba,
for that matter. I've never watched Reba on TV despite it always being on. And I've never really listened to her. When I hear the word fancy, I think of I'm so fancy.
Here's your one chance, fancy. Don't let me down. Yeah,
so
you don't know that song? Seriously.
I know that.
That's it.
That's it.
Man, you've been singing that for years.
Oh yeah. I sing it around here all the time.
All the time. Didn't know that was her.
The story of that song is problematic, I would say. At the very least, it is quite a yarn.
Well, I guess I'll pull that yarn later.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's a lot of excitement brewing. When you Google Lifetime Christmas right now, this is the movie that's popping up. So I'm excited for that. I'm guessing this is going to be one of the ones we review here on Lifetime. We're going
to
be doing one every week. I imagine this will be one of them. And so I'm excited about it. And so I'm going to do 4 peppermint mochas, but I'm holding my creams because I just, you know, just because I don't feel the connection, but I'm happy that it's there.
Everyone, like simultaneously, what you heard was everyone turning this episode off as you think of Iggy Azalea instead of Reba McEntire.
I know.
The word fancy. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You already know.
You're a real Dina Meyer.
Don't you dare.
Poor Dina.
Call me a Dina Meyer.
Here's your one chance, Reba. Don't let me down. This.
Yeah, well done.
This is the one. John Schneider is he's like a silver fox. Like he's like in the Hallmark movies from time to time. That's a good couple there. Reba, is great. Her sitcom's not my thing, but sure. I've seen a few episodes. She's really good. Like sure. She's not just going to show up and just like read off a cue card. Like she knows what she's doing. I'm excited about this one as much as I can be excited about one of these. Give me 3.5 peppermint mochas and a cream.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah.
Good for you.
I mean, Reba, come on, man.
This next one is called Merry Little Christmas Baby.
Mm. Yep.
Is this about
and
Jesus?
Little is L-I-D-D-L-E.
Oh, no.
Little.
It's a Chariots of Fire movie.
Is starring Kelly Rowland, Thomas Codrot.
Thomas Codrod?
Bresh Wet. Here we go, everybody. Here's the movie. This holiday, the littles have much to be merry about. Jaki Little. Guys, just give me the, I'm doing the best I can. Jaki Little and her husband Tyler are preparing for the arrival of their first little baby. Meanwhile, Jackie's sister Trina and her husband Julian are thinking about adopting a baby themselves. And spirited fashionista sister Kiera's relationship with Chris is heating up. With Jackie's family expanding in ways she could never have expected, the littles are headed for a crazy Christmas filled with merry mayhem and lots of love and laughter. Is this a thing I don't know about?
This has to be a sequel, right? Yeah, he's
done. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I feel better.
It's a third installment.
Ooh, it's a third one.
Are all of them Christmas, or is this the first of the Christmas ones?
The Little Family is a Christmas Lifetime tradition. I, of course, know that y'all don't know about that because you probably are too busy. I'm like trying to throw in like a Destiny's Child joke here, but I don't have it in me right now. But you know, Kelly Rowland was the Reba of like 3 years ago. And we were like, can Kelly Rowland pull this off? Like, we like her. Everyone likes her, but you know, can she do it? And she did.
She did.
Good job. The little movies are fun because they focus on the family, right? So this is really much like a family movie. Really getting into, there's not much plot. You're just like liking the dynamic of the family. So, the actors all have great chemistry, you know, throw in a baby, whatever, who cares? I'm a little bummed that we have Reba and Merry Little Christmas like back to back, because they're like two like big Lifetime movie Christmas movies.
Yeah. This is Thanksgiving week.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense now.
So, but I don't know. We'll see. I guess this is my turn to rate it. I'm going to put a cork in it because the last movie I got in trouble because I did make a Destiny's Child joke, and I said there's a scene where Kelly Rowland's singing with her sisters, and Kelly Rowland was standing in the middle of the group of the three.
This
is the one chance Kelly Rowland will get to stand in the middle of a threesome singing group. And the Kelly Rowland fans did not like that joke, and they were like, please remove this from your blog. I'm her representation. I'm like, oh my god, what is happening right now?
Did you remove it?
I removed it that day, and then I put it back like the next day.
Yeah, there it is. I love it.
Wait, was it actually her representation?
No, it was just someone on Twitter pretending to be. I'm like, if you're really upset about this at 3 in the morning.
If you feel that strongly about Kelly Rowland, man, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not aware, one, that this series of movies existed, or that Kelly Rowland was such a big deal to have fake representatives on Twitter. I didn't know. I know. Because I haven't seen the other two, I don't feel like I can give this a proper rating. So I'm going to withdraw my rating. No, I'm not. I'll do 3 because it sounds fine, but I can't go higher or lower than the middle tier here. I like using the last name as a pun. That's fun. Do they do that in the other ones?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun for me. So 3, just based on puns and puns alone.
Typically, us watching the third part in a trilogy goes super well. Yeah. So that sounds awful. I also
shout out to marrying Father Christmas in season one.
Oof. Mm. I don't think I'm ready for this Kelly. And so for that reason, I'm going to give it 0.
Wow. Yeah. Not even anything.
Nothing. Man, it's the third. What do you want from me? It's going to be bad. Unless we did it and Patrick's explaining what happened in the first two, it would just be DOA. There's nothing we can do about that.
Nope. And I can't even remember what happened in the first two. I just know they're a family at this point.
Yeah, that's right. Throwing a baby. Who cares? I believe. Yeah.
The next evening we have Miracle in Motor City.
Yeah, we do.
Starring Tia from Sister Sister.
Yes, 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 sir.
Mark Taylor and Smokey Robinson.
Smokey. And he has got to be old. Holy cow.
Amber DuPont. Bites off more than she can chew when she takes charge of her church's annual Christmas pageant and inadvertently... and inadvertently promises to deliver a special performance by Motown legend Smokey Robinson. Whoopsies! That's on me, everyone.
That's where. So what if we could have a decorated tree over here, maybe the angel tree. We could have like some carols. You know, what if we got Smokey Robinson?
Do you know him?
No, but he would do it.
He would do it, I guess.
His Family Life Center holds 200 or 300.
When her best friend secretly enlists Amber's former flame, Eddie, to help, the pair reconnect in a quest to find Smokey and convince him to appear with the clock ticking family, friends, and superstar Smokey Robinson come together to stage the most special pageant yet.
I am just gobsmacked.
Dan, you're very excited. You go ahead.
First of all, Smokey is in his 80s. Just leave him alone. Like, don't be bothering him for your Christmas potluck, for the love of everything good and decent. Second of all, if they don't know this guy and just decide, I'm going to try to find him to perform at my church Christmas party, I'm all in on this movie. Like, this is going to be just patently absurd in the best way. So 2.5 mochas, cream for Smokey. There you go.
Wow. Patrick?
So this movie is the first in a three-deal movie with life.
Redesign one, and they just called it three deal deal for Reba Reba.
Reba Reba.
Tia is doing a three picture deal with Lifetime. This is the first of her productions. She's a producer and also a star, so we love that, having her kind of more involved. I will say Tia is, this is controversial, the better twin. Wow. She's the better twin.
No, I know that is accurate. That is 100%
better actress. Better. She was the nerdy twin on Sister Sister, so she was like playing outside of herself. Tamara just kind of goes off on her personality and her, like, she's like a charming person, but Tia is like actually an actress. Yeah. So I love Tia. She was in a movie with Tori Spelling called The Mistletones. If you guys have ever heard of that one, where it's an a cappella group and
it was on Disney Plus.
It was on Disney Plus for a while because
we were getting ads for it. Yeah, we didn't watch it though.
It's great. It's one of my favorites. So Tia can do no wrong. I love that this is a little bit of like a Marsha Brady, like getting Davy Jones to the prom type of thing.
Yeah.
It's basically that plot line with Smokey Robinson. So I got to pour it up for this. I love it. I'm going to cream it. Good stuff.
I am out of creams. I just want to let you know.
I think I have one cream left.
Oh, wait. How many do we get?
You get four. I think you've used two or three.
I think I've used three, so I'll save my last one for nothing today.
Well, no, you'll get more next week.
Yeah, you gotta use them all now. Use it or lose it.
It's use them or lose them, and then we get four more next week.
Cool.
Like, I mean, this is the rules of the cream.
Dumb game.
So this is the first synopsis that we've read today that's made my ears perk up.
Yeah.
What? What are they doing? Are they kidnapping Smokey?
I'm here for it.
Very excited about that. The fact I am so excited to find out how you accidentally say hey, I got smoky.
I can get smoky.
I can get smoky.
How about I'm planning my church Christmas party, which I have bitten off more than I can chew. That is, you know, if you know anyone that plans events, Patrick, per se, like planning a church Christmas party, unless the church is like Joel Osteen's church.
It's a pageant. It's a pageant.
Oh, it's a pageant?
Yes.
Okay, still, no.
I mean,
no.
If it's a full orchestra cantata.
How big is this church?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, Smokey's coming.
Smokey's coming. We don't know that.
Well, he might say no.
He might say no to them.
You get to the end of this movie and he's like, "It's I'm passing. Thank you."
There's no way he plays to any hall less than like 1,100.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So, 1,100 is his number.
Yes. So I'm going to give this one.
I'll do it.
5 mochas.
He gave it higher than Reba. Higher than Reba.
Yeah. And I'm using my last cream.
Wow.
That's how excited I am on this one.
So we're both out of creams.
We're both out
of
creams.
How many movies we got left?
Three. If I have my mouth right.
We'll
do 3 and then we'll find out after the fact. Welcome to the Christmas Family Reunion.
That's not the name of
this. That's the name of this next one. Starring Michael Argyris. Alonzo B. Slater, and Asaya Epperson.
Gosh,
it's premiering on November 29th.
Can I just get a long clip of all the names Brand's ever pronounced?
Yes, I think it's Michelle. Did you say Michael?
That's on me, everyone. I was so nervous about the last name.
Yeah, saw the last name and you were like, first name, whatever.
Thank you for being so gracious about that, Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick. Oh, Dan's over here just.
Oh, man. Patrick's trying to be cool.
I want a clip show. event planner Amy helps rising singer Tiffany Christmas. That's her name, Tiffany Christmas.
Boy.
Plan her holiday family reunion. Along the way, Amy must navigate some challenging family dynamics, especially amongst Tiffany's aunts, as well as her own growing feelings for Tiffany's cousin, Calvin. Will she be able to pull off an amazing Christmas family reunion? Vanessa Williams, Wendy Raquel Robinson, and Catherine Hina Kim co-star. Why was Vanessa Williams not in this?
It's not that Vanessa Williams.
Oh, there it is.
Very deceiving.
Thank you, Patrick. I was about to give this some actual peppermint mochas.
Patrick, while you're there talking, how about you let us know what you think about this one so far?
All right. So this is the guy who was in The Lion King, because it's in my notes now.
I don't know. I mean, I imagine whoever that guy was has at least thought about it.
Doesn't want to be Simba in The Lion King?
Give me some waves.
Yes. So for this movie, I literally wrote The Lion King thing, and then I was like, everyone's named Christmas. I can't even with this. So got to put a cork in it. I don't know what's happening. I don't like it. It's not the real Vanessa Williams. So, nope, we're not giving it anything.
I am also not very high on this. I'm a little bit over event planning. And I just don't, like, there's a lot of weird, like, challenges that don't really sound like challenges to me.
Yes.
Just interacting with other humans. So I'm going to go 1. 1 mocha for me.
Might
one
be
mocha.
My least favorite synopsis I've heard so far.
Yeah,
it's a
I think
0.
That's fair.
0 for me.
Wow. You've already done a 0 though. Do you want to bring that 0 you had?
It's a peppermint mocha someone spit in.
Oh, man. Boy.
Yeah.
How about we do this, boys? This next one's the last one in November. How about we just close out November, close out the episode. We'll be back next week with the first part. I think it's a great idea, Bree.
Perfect.
Thank you, Dan.
Here to help.
Saying Yes to Christmas.
Say yeah.
Starring Erica Prevost and Romaine Waite on November 30th.
Erica Prevost, like a provost, but before?
Prevost.
Okay.
Yeah.
A magical Christmas wish makes a career-obsessed June say yes to every invitation while she's home for the holidays.
Classic bit.
But when an old flame Blake joins her hectic schedule of Christmas activities, past feelings are reignited. June must choose between saying yes to her career and life in the city or to her heart in her hometown.
Classic bit.
Classic. Here. Dan. What do you think?
New Year's resolution did this bit with Michael
Earlier Rady. This year.
I love this bit. It sounds like she's going to have to choose between the big city and the small town, which never works for me. I'm going to go one peppermint. Wow. Moment. That's what I'm going to go with.
Patrick.
Okay. So we have Romaine here. Our boy Romaine.
Romaine.
He's been in a lot of Lifetime movies, including Emmy Award nominee, the Clark Sisters movie that came out last year. And he's always like a extra person, you know, or like the side character.
So he gets to be a lead.
Yeah. So he's the lead in this one, which is amazing. So I'm like very interested in that. Some other movies that you may know of his include The Crossword Mysteries with Lacey Chabert, our girl.
Yeah,
that
one. Yeah.
And then a movie that I pulled for Dan, As Gouda as It Gets.
Oh, no.
So Romaine has a sense of humor. He gets
I it. Love Romaine.
That's
he's
embarrassing.
Like picking TV movies based on the title. You know, he's like, As Gouda as It Gets, I'm in.
I mean, he sounds like he's As Gouda as It Gets.
I think so. So I'm excited to see him. I don't really know about the synopsis, you know, but I'm going more for like the star power and all that type of stuff. So I'm going to pour it up. I'm going to use my last cream on this one. All for Romaine. You go,
cream
girl.
For Romaine.
Yes.
That was a very well spread out cream.
Yeah,
display
for you. Yeah.
That,
you yeah.
that was yeah. beautifully done.
My Thank cream you. Dispersion was not as, like, it was a lot more towards the front. It was a front ended cream dispersion.
So I'm live. And we don't need to get into it.
No, we don't.
Yes, I think I loved New Year's resolution earlier this year. Can you believe that was this year?
No, that is not this year. That was ages ago.
But
I was a younger man.
That movie came out this year, was created in 2019. So we've been living with it for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Abbott put it on the shelf. And it was actually not terrible.
Yes.
Which is wild.
And I love the bit where you have to
say yes.
But the thing that I'm intrigued by is the ending of the synopsis where she has to decide what to say yes to. Does the magic wear off at some point? And then she's faced with a, like, oh, the now dilemma, I get to decide.
She gets to choose for her heart.
She yes. gets to choose for her heart. Yeah. So I'm quite intrigued by this. I'm going to go with 4 peppermint mochas. I don't have any creams, but if I did have one, I might have used it.
Wow, interesting. That's a good little tidbit.
That's a good little, behind the scenes. We call that a cream bit.
Oh.
Okay. We did, everybody. We Congratulations. Did this was Yay. So much fun.
Yes, it was.
So much fun. What a fun thing to do. If only we could have done something similar to this multiple times for homework.
Can we do this again for a Lifetime, though? Since
I think we will.
Movies?
I think we will do. How about we do 2 more of them?
Ooh.
Yeah.
We have a preview episode a week leading up to the first Lifetime Christmas movie. That's what we're doing here.
Wow.
I know. It's very well thought out.
I love it.
And then at some point, we will be releasing what we will be doing. Maybe on the last week, we will let everybody know what the schedule will be. But we'll be doing one a week starting with the first week, and we'll be picking one of those ones. So very exciting, Patrick, to be hanging out with you all the holiday season long.
Absolutely. And like, listeners, if you have a movie you want us to talk about, you're like, let us talk about this one, just let us know. I would imagine it would be the Reba one, but maybe we're totally off. And like, the people want us to talk about Romaine.
Well, I want fruitcake.
Yeah.
Fruitcake exactly. or nothing. It's a fruitcake revolution.
Yeah.
Shout out to that guy. We will be back tomorrow here on this show with another episode. Check out lifetimeuncorked.com for reviews of every movie, not just the ones that we're doing here on this show, but everyone you'll be watching throughout the holiday season.
I apologize
including some
for misspellings and all those things. Grammar doesn't matter on my blog, so just want to put that out there.
Well, the wine, I mean, wine. You blame it on the wine.
That's right.
It's the wine.
And you'll be reviewing some Hallmark ones as well.
I do the Hallmark ones and live tweet those sometimes because, you know, people on Twitter are scary, but Hallmark people on Twitter are nice.
Are not. That's right. Yeah.
All right. We did it, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. It's produced by Brandon Gray, set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.